And welcome to Startopia on BBS Radio. BBS, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. I am Prince Big D, and ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce the man that I have good news for. He is the star and the producer of Taro Jazz's Breakthrough. Let me tell you the news already. We are already on in North New Jersey. That's our home base, Jersey City. And ladies and gentlemen, we are in Irvington, New Jersey! We got it, man. We got Irvington, New Jersey. So, that's the good news. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my co-host, Taro Jackson!
Hey, Big D, I hear a lot of beeping in the background.
Yeah, just coming out of the game, soccer game, the Highlander versus Delaware State. Unfortunately, we lost 1-0. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to our guest. Our guest is a phenomenal gospel singer, and he is a gospel celebrity. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you the internationally known gospel superstar, Donald Malloy! What's up, Don Malloy?
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, I am so excited about what's going on. And I hear that so many things is going on with you, Don Malloy. As we was getting ready to do this program, you had just came from performing somewhere. What I would like to know is, are you promoting an upcoming album, which is what I was really trying to get out. so much thing is going on. So, are you promoting a new album?
Well, as of right now, we're in the studio. We're almost finished with another project that we have getting ready to come out. So I'm trying to do that in between a lot of times and where I'm doing ministry throughout the country. So we're going to studio. I'll be in the studio again next week and trying to finish up some of the stuff that we've already laid groundwork on. And hopefully we'll get this album out the first quarter of 2009.
You know what, Donna Malloy? You know we're going to be on different stations. So please don't forget to let us know. And you know what? I'm gonna play your music as well. I'm gonna play your music. I'm gonna be on 97.5. That's one of the stations. And hopefully I can stay here. But please let us know so that we can keep promoting you and keep you where it's at, because you are definitely a gospel celebrity. Now, Tyrone, do you have any questions for our superstar Donna Malloy?
Well, it's an honor and a privilege being on, you know, this show with you, Deshaun, and also with Donna Malloy. As I was cleaning up my room, I bumped into one of the old Donna Malloy CDs that I have. And it's Hold On to the Promise CD. And, you know, I was just wanting to know from Donna Malloy how it feels just to be a recording artist out there spreading the word of God on, you know, through gospel music.
Well, one of the things, Tyrone, let me just share that I've been immeasurably blessed by God in terms of the talent that he's given us and commissioned by him. Also, I feel that there's an anointedness that has come from God to me to spread this gospel, which is the good news in gospel music ministry. And it feels great when I'm out, and my whole thing about ministry is to draw people in and to gather those people who are in those settings to come in and bring them in a place where they can hear the word of God.
Yes, wonderful. Do you write your own songs?
Well, I have on the Hold On to the Promise album, the album that you just mentioned, of course, there's a song on there that we co-wrote with Donnie Hopper, who we was part of New Jersey Mass Choir. As a matter of fact, that's where I emanated from, out of the New Jersey Mass Choir. I was the lead vocalist with I Want to Know What Love Is.
Oh, wow.
That song prepared us and prepared propelled us to really international acclaim across the country in Europe as well as the United States. The song reached number one in Europe. I know we did an extensive tour overseas. One of those songs that's on that album of the Hold On to the Promise album is Nigerian Chant. The song called Holy Spirit, You're Welcome in This Place.
That is awesome. Go ahead.
Yes, it is. I mean, I'm just so excited. I'm like a little boy right now on the phone.
I mean, that's all right. It's all three of us nice here tonight.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Wow. All three of us go out and party.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we ended up just doing like a Michael Bay thing where, you know, George was only doing funny stuff and everything. So. Battle of Aloy, are you promoting any websites, to promote your CDs, or you, selling your CDs to, CD Baby, or is your record label still selling, CDs to every store worldwide?
The record label is still with Malico Music Group, Malico mm-hmm. Records, which is also a jazz R&B label, but it's also gospel at its best. And people who need to go on the website can type in Donald Malloy on www.malico.com. That's MALACO.com. And Donald Malloy, put that in the artist box and click on, and you'll get up all of my projects that I've done with Malico Records.
Whoa. I have to ask your permission. I will have to ask your permission to link your site on BigBRadio.com. So I was wondering if I could have your permission to link that site on with the other site so that people who listen to the show could get more information on how they could get your music towards you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Malico Records is definitely a big label, and there's a store on the website as well.
Oh, okay. Brother Tyrone, breakthrough?
Well, my other question is to you, what can people look for to your next CD?
Well, Tyrone, the next CD is gonna be awesome, man. God has given us a lot of powerful material. Songs that will bless the hearts of men and women. And one of the things that I wanted to do on this album, everybody talks about urban and urban contemporary gospel. Yes, there is some contemporary, but I've included a mixture of praise and worship. There's a song that's on the album called Daily I Shall Worship Thee. It's a personal testimony that I do on a daily basis, man, that's in my life now. And that song blesses, man, and I've done it out a couple of times just to deal with it in a worship setting, and it blessed and touched the hearts of so many people. So it's going to be a variety-tive album. I'm not going to lose my real traditional base of people who have already supported me all down through the years, man. We're going to keep them, and we're going to enhance some other listeners as well and draw them in on the variativeness of this new project that's coming out.
Are we going to hear you on Kiss FM?
Oh, yes, Dad. There's a song that will be on the Kiss FM and WLIB as well.
Wow.
That is awesome. I listen to Kiss FM, so I know I'm going to be looking forward to hearing it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be awesome, man.
Well, we're not done with you, Donald Malloy. We're going to have another interview with you, and then we're going to also, when your CD is finished, we're going to also be able to play it on 97.5 FM. So, we're not done with you. It's not over yet by a long shot. So, get ready, as they say.
That's
you have any other comments to add to that, Tyrone?
Well, just that we're getting ready to see a real explosion in gospel music, as gospel music has risen to the forefront so much in this day and age. But it is about the gospel, which is the good news, man. I thank God for propelling it to where it is today, and it having its place to be able to cross over to many genres of stations to be played to millions of people.
That is awesome. I mean, because when I first listened to, especially a song that's crossed over to another station, I was really surprised. Like, for example, a Yolanda Adams song. And the first time I heard it, I thought it was like an R&B song, but it was also R&B and gospel song. Open Up My Heart. Yeah, that's what it was. The song was called Open Up My Heart. The Lord just put it into my remembrance. Thank you, Lord. It sounded just like a regular love song, and it's a love song to God in actual reality. And R&B station was playing it, you know, at the time where people listened to R&B music. So I thought it was great. I thought it was really great.
Oh, yeah. The music today has been able to cross through those. It's no more the AM mono stations anymore. It's the FM, the frequency modulated stations that are picking up on a lot of this gospel. And there are more FM radio stations and gospel music that are cropping up all across this country. I was in a town a week ago in South Carolina, and it was a country town, man, but it was absolutely wonderful. There's an FM station that does gospel music, and I was on the station doing an interview there in South Carolina, which was awesome and phenomenal. They're cropping up everywhere.
Wow. And there's also FM stations in Baltimore. I think I was in Baltimore a couple of times, traveling to different place to place. And there was another station that plays gospel music.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're right about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you're just joining us, this is the Big D Zone with Prince D. And my guest is Donna Malloy. He is an international gospel A-list celebrity. And, well, we are both here with my co-host, the host of Tyro Gash's Breakthrough, which we are now on in Irvington, New Jersey. I will keep you updated not only on the show, but also on the website as to what date and what time will it be on. But we are in. We got it, Tyrone. So it will just take a matter of time before we get to TV1, and we're going to get there. And when we get to TV1, Donna Malloy, you're going to come on with us, man. You're going to
definitely
come on with us.
It's a wonderful, wonderful station, too, man.
Yes, my station is on there. Countless other stars is on there. And I am definitely praying that we could definitely get Tyrone Jackson to be on there. And then, you know, because we're already, all three of us are stars in our own rights. I mean, this is why I call it Star-topher. And all three of us are stars in our own right. But getting back to you, Donna Malloy, is there a favorite song in your album that you like to listen to or like to get your groove off of, so to speak, have a party for the Lord?
Well, one of the songs on my last project, which is the last project that I did, was called Jesus Reigns. I recorded that project live at the Kroger Center, which was the first a gospel recording session done on the campus of the University of South Carolina there, in Columbia, South Carolina. It was the very first gospel recording that they've ever had at the Koga Center. And that recording was called Jesus Reign. But there's a song that was written for me by a guy named Patrick Lundy out of Washington, D.C. And there's a song that said, Lord, I thank you for all of my blessing, everything that you've brought me through. It's a very song, good song that ministers to me. And it's a song that got me over when I lost my mother. And I recorded shortly thereafter. And God really blessed that. He really blessed it.
Wow. Tyrone, you have any other questions for our guest, Donna Malloy?
Sure. My other question is, How many cities and countries have you traveled over since the last years?
Oh, good question.
Oh, wow. That's a great question, Tyrone. I mean, cities in the United States, I'm usually going once or twice out every month. Washington, D.C., Roanoke, Virginia, Baltimore, Maryland, Columbia, South Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, Florida, New Orleans. I've been to Texas and to Nashville. I mean, that's been a lot. And then we normally go overseas. I do Europe with the country of Spain. We do Portugal. We do the Canary Islands. So, yeah, we usually do that every year, man.
Wow. This is
and you also was on Dr. Bobby Jones, right?
Exactly. Bobby's a very good friend of mine, and I've been fortunate enough to be on Bobby Jones Gospel. I've probably been on his show probably about 8 or 9 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I met Dr. Bobby Jones a long time ago when they did the concert. I think you were there at the North Bear Stadium. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, that was when we had Praise Fest.
Wow.
Yes, that was a wonderful thing that happened down in the city of Newark.
Oh, yeah.
How did it feel on that day when you was down there? What was the experience like when you see everybody just praising God and enjoying the songs that you sing? How that makes you feel?
Well, the first thing was a wonderful thing, Tyrone, in terms of we were able to put a cross-section of the city of Newark of a lot of the churches that came together. You know, on that day, we probably had a 500-voice mass choir, which was awesome. We did that reaching out to a lot of the churches in the city of Newark, those choirs and choir directors and the whole nine, came together for one cause, Praise Fest, and I mean, to be there with Vanessa Bell Armstrong, be there with Dr. Bobby Jones, Donald Lawrence, Hezekiah Walker, Love Fellowship, Diane McClurklin. I mean, all of these guys were there in one setting. It was an awesome, awesome move of God, and we had a worshipful as well as a praiseful time, man. It was just awesome.
Now, I got a good question for you, since Tyrone asked some excellent, excellent questions right here on the Big D Zone. How did it feel, number one, when you first found out that you were going on Bobby Jones Gospel, and then number two, when you actually set foot on the stage and sang your songs for the very first time?
Well, you know, even in this day and age, when I even still, you know, you pray to God that most of all that the people will be touched. We know it's television, but at the same time, I can't let the cameras and the lights, you know, detract me, because the message has to go forth. And I remember just standing in the wings waiting to be announced to come out. And then the warm reception that the people gave at Bobby Jones Gospel, it was absolutely wonderful. And that's sort of like breaks the ice for you when you're coming into a setting like that for the first time. And once the music began to play and the song began to minister, the connection was made.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, you are hearing the voice of Bobby. You hear the voice of Donna Malloy. Now that's turned me into what it feels like to be with Bobby Jones. And we are with a superstar who's been on Bobby Jones, and me and Tyrone is definitely excited. I mean, this is amazing. We actually have a gospel superstar right here on the Big D Zone. Tyrone Jassy, you have done it again, man. You and God have set this up.
Well, to tell you the truth, it was God, George. It was God that directed me to be in that part that day, and I'm glad that I got a chance to meet Donna Malloy, and it's an honor and a privilege just talking with him. And I'm just so excited. I don't know what kind of questions I'm going to pop up with, but I'm, like I said, I'm just like a little boy, who's playing with his new toys. I'm just so excited.
I hear you, brother, man. I mean, this is something to actually be on a radio station. Only been here, what, a BBS about almost 2 months? 2 months and almost our 10th show, and we're already talking to celebrities. I mean, it just gets better than that.
Well, God is a celebrity, man. I'm just the humble servant.
I like that. Because we can't forget who blessed us to do what
exactly.
We are doing.
Right.
We always got to acknowledge God in everything.
That's the one thing that he's blessed us with. And you know what? It is our job to be reciprocal and bless the blessor.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly. Wow. I am just so excited. Tyrone, do you have any questions before I just brush right out of the scene?
You sound like you really excited yourself, Big D.
I am. I mean, we just got Evan Maloy. Wow.
Well, my question is to you now is, out of all your CDs that you have done, what was your favorite? Do you have a favorite? Or all of them was, you know, a blessing to you?
Well, you know, all of them have been a blessing to me, but one of the things I've been able to work, I've been fortunate in the gospel music industry to have good friends in the industry and in gospel music. And Reverend John P. Key is one of my great friends. And he invited me down to do his VIP seminar in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I was able to record on the VIP Music and Arts album a song called Cast Your Cares on Him, for He Cares for You. It's a song that John wrote for me, and I was really honored, man, to be chosen to come down and do a song with Reverend John P. Key. It was just awesome.
Wow.
And one of the things that I've really been blessed with, because we can't forget the older legends of gospel, people who paved the road for us 50 and 60 years. I was fortunate enough, Malico Records called me, and I was able to go to Mississippi and record with some of the gospel greats, Shirley Caesar, Inez Andrews, Dorothy Norwood, Albertina Walker, the Williams Brothers, you name it, Kurt Franklin. As a matter of fact, the Legends Gospel CD and video is out now. That's the latest thing that we've done. We did that last year in Mississippi, and it was released, but it's released on television ads only for Malico Records. And that CD and that video, man, has about 30, 35 songs. It was just amazing. The Dixie Hummingbirds and all of those older groups that have paid so many gospel roles in this industry. I was fortunate to record two songs on that CD. One for the late Reverend James Cleveland, Lord Do It For Me, and of course Kurt Franklin, who made the song Joy very famous. And Kurt showed up on the video, man, just to even direct the song and me singing lead on it. It was absolutely awesome.
Oh, wow.
That is
wonderful. That's amazing.
Oh, man.
Woo!
Your music has just been a blessing to me, and I'm just going back, like I say, of remembering, you know, some of the songs that you have done, and I'm still looking at Hold On to the Promise CD is right here next to me. And one of my favorite songs out of that CD is Send Me I'll Go. And that song just meant a whole lot to me, and I like listening to, you know, your gospel music, because a lot of gospel music, you know, it's really taking over, especially the radio stations. It's like Kiss FM, WBLS, and all that. Have you ever once thought that gospel music would go beyond, you know, the gospel stations?
Well, I think I always thought that there was always a place for our music in terms of gospel music to be placed. But, you know, there was not a lot of believers. And the believers were, they were of the mindset that the gospel music wouldn't attract business people who would buy radio ads and stuff and, you know, and advertise their products behind a station that does a lot of gospel. But they've proven it to be wrong. Now you see the gospel being in all of these different movies, like The Preacher's Wife, the Georgia Mass Choir. You know, I've traveled with the Georgia Mass Choir over Europe time and time again and have recorded on every one of their projects and had songs on all their projects. The Reverend Dr. Milton Bingham, which is the leader and founder of Georgia Mass Choir, is an awesome producer, Savoy Records, and he's part of the Malico family. Great group, great choir, and they're known to be doing hits, and he's had a lot of hits of his own through Georgia Mass Choir. So I knew that the music would somehow one day, God would bless it so that millions would be able to see what has been so spectacular among the church community.
Wow. I would like to ask you a favor for this program, Don Malloy. And if Donna could hear me, I wanted to for him to say, this is Donna Malloy, and you're listening to the Big D Zone with Prince Big D and Tyrone Jackson. And then after that, we definitely want to get you to sing a song that you like the best. So would you be able to do that for us?
You're going to put that on me right after I get out of the room. I'm sweaty. I tell you, I've been screaming out parts and stuff to all of my choir members, and as you talk about as a sing a song now, I said, Lord, help me to hold out.
This is as real as it gets. We are definitely recording live from NDIT. I'm recording live from NDIT, just coming back from a soccer game. And with Donna Malloy, a scoffle superstar, and I'm with co-host Tyrone Jackson. And, you know, it's truly an honor, and I thank you for coming on, Donna Malloy.
Well, I really appreciate it, and just keep looking up, you know, for God is to be exalted.
Exactly. Tyrone, do you have anything to add?
Is Donald Malloy going to sing?
Yeah. We got to sing. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know, right. I tell you.
Woo!
Try to get a song out now would be really a miracle. I'm telling you.
You know, by the fact that ain't the only one is having fun, we're having fun too right now.
Oh, man. But this is a song that you can, this is a piece of a song that's going to be on one of my new album. I'm just giving, this is a sneak preview. This is not done often. I haven't done this nowhere, so this is a first. One of the songs that is really dear to me and that I'm putting on my new album. And it's a song that simply says, daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God who died for me. You've extended endless mercy. Daily I shall worship thee. And
that's just a sneak peek.
Wow. Did you feel that power, ladies and gentlemen? Whoa. That was awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, when this album comes out, you need to pick this album up. Do you agree, Brother Darrell?
I agree. Everybody needs to grab a hold of it and just...
He couldn't even answer.
I'm excited, Big D. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Well, I get excited. I just get a little, you know, really excited.
Oh, man, you got to excuse me.
It is a question I do want to ask Tom Donald Malloy.
Oh, man. Wow.
If there's any gospel artists today that you really want to work with?
Well, on this new album, I was in touch. I spoke with John P. Key. We talked last week. And I'm going to be going down to Charlotte, North Carolina, and just live in the studio there with him for 2 or 3 days. And whatever the Lord would give him to work with in a song, because I really wanted that to be a song on my album from Pastor John P. Key. He's a good friend. But not only that, he has a wonderful ministry. As a matter of fact, I'll see him on next Wednesday down in Lindenwall, New Jersey, Pastor David G. Evans Church. His whole New Life ministry group would be down there. So I'm going to be in Lindenwall, New Jersey, next Wednesday night, the 22nd.
Oh, well, you know what? As soon as this show is over, I'm going to email you the copy of the show, and that way you could play it, you know. You could play it to the people that you're going to see, you know, let them know that you was on the Big D Zone.
Exactly.
And that you gave a shout-out.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, this is truly what a star Topo did. This is wow. Ladies and gentlemen, if you miss this part of the show, you missed a lot. I mean, you would have to go back to the archive. And I'm sorry, y'all. It cost y'all to get the archive. So if you have missed this part of the show, I suggest that you go to the archive, www.bbsradio.com, and go to the archive section of the Big D Zone. That is the Big D Zone. And then, you know, you could join the archive, hit the especially this interview with Donald Malloy, and just listen to me and Taro just having a wonderful time interviewing a minister of God. He's a man of God. And I tell you, it's phenomenal. It's really phenomenal. So, Donald Malloy, do you have anything that you would like to say to encourage the audience or to encourage those that is going through this economic struggles that we're facing in this country? I know that I would have to give some type of topic for my guests, and this popped out. But being that you are a man of God, I know that you have an encouraging words to say to the people that is suffering or, you know, that is feeling the pain.
Well, one of the things that I would encourage your listeners and those who would hear this broadcast is to be encouraged and stay in the will of the Lord, and stay in the Word of God. One of the things that the Word teaches us is, you know what, even though these earthly things that are before us, but God owns the cattle on a thousand hills, and he's not going to suffer it to be so that his people are lost and impoverished and perished. Because I believe, because I have faith, that God will bring us out, not only out, he's going to bring us through this valley. And when we come out of this, we're going to feel as if we've been as pure gold. That means that we've only been tried for this moment, but we're coming out as pure gold. So I'm not so caught up on what the wealth and the wicked of the economic time is. God blesses us on a daily basis. He gives us life.
He gives us health, and he gives us strength. And we should be thankful for the things that he does for us on a day-to-day basis. All of this other stuff will pass. He said, in all of our ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of the righteousness of God, and then everything else, be it money, power, whatever you need, will be added unto you.
Taro, do you have the last topic question before we go back to the Big D country?
I'll let you take over, Big D. I'm just want to just enjoy the rest of the show, so I'm going to let you take over.
Okay. Well, Don Malloy, I do have a last topic for you. We are just down to what I heard from Michael Bazin. We're down to 18 days to the election, and we need to encourage. We're doing a drive to encourage people not only to vote, but for those I know that they had early voting, or for those who vote after TVA ballot, is there any way that you can convince everybody that is listening to this broadcast to vote? Because this is a historic election. So do you have anything to say about that?
Well, yes, it is an historic collection. But I only need to remind people, this is 2008. We only need to go back 4 years to 2004 and to really examine and look at what every vote does.
Mm-hmm.
Every vote counts. And we can only look back to 2004 to realize that every vote counts. Many of us did not do what we were supposed to do then.
Mm-hmm.
And if you realize the election with Al Gore and George Bush at that particular time, you know, Al Gore won the popular vote, but the electoral college votes was
mm-hmm.
won by Bush. So an election was lost. Don't let that happen this year. If you're not going to be in your own home state or where you vote, if you're out, your absentee ballot will count. You need to vote. I've been telling people all over, even in my concert setting, regardless whether you registered and you registered on the last day and got that ballot in for your last day of registration, show up to a poll somewhere. And then demand that they give you a provisional ballot if your name is not on the roll or not on the books, because that's another thing. People will get discouraged and walk away. But you can vote provisionally if you don't see your name there, because they have a lot of updating on these records because there's been millions of registrations done. So don't be discouraged to the poll and your name is not in that book. Then ask for a provisional ballot to vote anyway and let them sift it out in the end.
Now, we are trying to get, I mean, it is going to take a lot of prayer, but we are trying to get our best friend. We're not going to say any name, you know, to protect. But we are encouraging our friend to vote because, you know, our friend believes that, you know, we voted for God, but God is already on the throne. But we need her vote. Just like we need all the people of America to vote too. Is there any way to convince her that, number one, God is already on the throne, and number two, that her vote counts? I'm not saying any name, but the leaders have just paved the way to vote in the fight for a woman's right to vote. So, I mean, is there anything that you could say for that?
Well, other than to say that people who don't believe that it counts, then my response to people who don't believe their vote count and don't want to go to the polls and vote, then don't come and complain about anything. Because
you've
got to be a part of the process. And that's what's important here. You got to be a part of the process. And if you're not part of the process, you become a part of the problem.
You heard it here from Don Malloy, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here in the Big D Zone. Well, Don Malloy, it's almost time for us to go back to Big D Zone or go back to Breakthrough Country. But Tyrone, I know you've been so excited. I just want to thank God for the the work that you did in bringing this ministry of Donald Malloy together, and we're going to support you every step of the way. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we need your help and support because the Big D Zone cannot make it without you. Like I said last week, I believe in this show so much. You know, God gave me this show in my heart, and to not only bring people who, of everyday life who wants to be in the music industry, who want to be an artist, or is already there and wants to entertain us or to minister to us, this is the chance that we have right here, and we cannot lose that chance. So I have a way that people could sponsor the show. There's a link on the PayPal button on the website at bbsradio.com/thebigdzone. And please donate to the site. Or if you feel that you want to go to my main website, www.bigdradio.com, you could donate there. You could be a sponsor. You could run ads because I'm getting ready to go on 97.5 FM Elite Radio. I don't want to leave home. I just want to expand. Like Michael Basin, if he can expand, the Big D Zone can expand. But I want to keep Tyrone Dassey because I have good times when I co-host with Tyrone Dassey. He's been so faithful. Donald Malloy, Tyrone has been so faithful to this show. And even I'm doing this show from a cell phone, Donald Malloy. A cell phone. That means I had to buy minutes. I had to buy weekend minutes. I'm doing this from a cell phone. And Tyrone has kept faithful. Even the time that I wasn't in the show, he and one of our friends have done the show, and he did a strawberry cupcake of a great job doing this show. I mean, if I had an applause button, I would press it right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need your help. Please go to www.bigdradio.com. Or email me if you want instructions on how to donate to the show. Go to dp77@njit.edu. That's dp77@njit.edu. And we also want to find out if you are listening to this show because we want to hear from you. So, Tyrone Jackson, do you have any encouraging word for the audience before we go off the air?
Well, I'm just looking forward to getting Donald Malloy on Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough. I know right now he's busy, you know, doing a lot of projects, but we'll work that out. And I just want to say to you, Donald Malloy, thank you so much for, you know, taking your time out to be on this show, and we gladly appreciate it. And I want to do some more things, but that could be talked at another time. But I'd like to, you know, wish you all of God's blessings and everything that you are about to do.
Good to see
well,
you,
we certainly
good
appreciate it.
Yeah, good to see you, y'all. Everybody, go look up Donald Malloy. Google Donald Malloy. Get his CD and purchase that CD. Purchase all his other CDs that he has done. If you are a true gospel fan, get Donald Malloy CD. It'll bless you. So, Donald Malloy, we want to thank you for coming on the Big D Zone, man. Thank you so very much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we go off the air, I do want to tell you this funny thing that I was supposed to tell you before. We was doing the other show with Sister Taylor. Me and Tyrone, we was both out somewhere, and then we knew that we was going to be doing a show. And on our way home, you know, our transportation is sometimes like to be so slow. Well, we got here. Well, we got to our respective places to do the show. We got it just in the nick of time, just to do the show. And I called Tyrone and told her, I just got back in, you know, hoping and puffing and getting back down with Telly. I was hoping and puffing. And Tyrone, he said, I just got back in too. I mean, wasn't that funny, Tyrone?
You're right, Victor.
Oh, wow. But anyway, we're about to get ready to leave Big D country. We are so glad that you chose to be with the Big D Zone, and it's an honor. And we just had the legendary Donna Malloy, and also next week's guest, we're going to definitely have two guests or one guest. We are ready. But on the 24th, we're going to have Strategy. He's a keyboard artist and a player and a phenomenal player. He plays all kinds of music. And also, now this we're trying to still perform this. We also have Smoke coming on. He is a DJ at the station that I'm going to be coming on to in November. So please, if you want to keep the Big D Zone expanding and not leaving this station, you know, if you really want the show to stay on this station, please donate. bp77@njit.edu. This is the Big D Zone with Chris Big D, with Tyrone Jackson, and Don Malloy, and we are out.